predict the flop. Hey, we got a lightning,
lightning,
thunder, brimstone, and fire,
lightning,
morning. It is 8 a.m. on Saturday, December 7th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. This is CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, bringing you your weekend news brief. Starting off with your weather report for this morning, we're expecting cloudy skies with a high of zero. With wind chill, that's going to feel like...
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Way Back Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Old Kris Kringle comes jing, jing, jingling.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be.
Christmas time to come in.
This is Lorne Green. The spirit of Christmas does wondrous things to the peoples of the earth. Fighting stops, wars stop, arguments stop, families unite, friends unite, gifts are given, friendships are given, and everyone joins in the spirit of Christmas. Join us as we explore the spirit of Christmas.
We'll have a good old country Christmas. All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody out there in radio world. This here is your old host with most country rush music, Johnny Woodlock. Host the Way Back Country Jamboree, and this time of year, Way Back Country Christmas Jamboree. I hope y'all enjoy the next 3 hours as we pay tribute to a real old time country Christmas. And Merry Christmas, friends, from the Way Back Country Jamboree.
We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country.
Morning, friends and listeners of Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show, and at this time of year, Christmas Jamboree. This here is your old host with most country mesh music, and as we celebrate our second annual tribute to Christmas here this morning, I'd also like to share that this being the second Christmas tribute for 2024, it is a tribute to the Rankin Bass Christmas Collection out in the 1960s and 70s. Today's program is also dedicated to childhood Christmas memories, with special focus, as mentioned, on the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer program and also How the Grinch Stole Christmas, with special guests including Sarah Karloff, the daughter of Boris Karloff, and also Rick Goldsmith. Today, I would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you from the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, being proudly brought to you over CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. As we get this show underway, let's get it started off to a great start with the King of Country Christmas music, Gene Autry, and his all-time classic, Everybody's a Child at Christmas. Then we'll follow with another classic, which is a very much associated classic of our childhood memories. That, of course, is Burl Ives and Holly Jolly Christmas. With that, I would like to wish everybody a happy Christmas and say good morning to everybody listening in.
Everyone's a child at Christmas and looks for presents under the Christmas tree. Everyone's a child at Christmas and loves the happy holiday jollity. You must always believe that on each Christmas Eve, old Santa Claus will be coming because you good did everything you should. Everyone's a child at Christmas.
for Christmas is for children like you and me.
Everyone's a child at Christmas and loves the happy holiday jollity.
You must always believe that on each Christmas Eve, old Santa Claus will be coming because your good did everything you should.
Everyone's a child at Christmas, for Christmas is for children like you and me.
A few artists live to become legends. We have one grand old man of songs of the seas, of ballads, and it is with a great, great pleasure that we now introduce America's Burl Ives.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before? Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show, and as we get the show underway, we would like to send out some special dedications. First of all, a song going out to my dear Mama Dawn. It'll be a dear friend of ours who many years ago, back in the 1950s at the age of 10, recorded I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That, of course, is the legendary Gayla Peavy, who I got to talk to this past Thursday for an upcoming show on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. With that, it's going to be an all-time classic and one of Mama's favorite songs this time of year, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepfather, Big Daddy Al. It'll be a classic by Lou Monte called Dominic the Christmas Donkey. And we'll follow this with another all-time classic by none other than Burl Ives going out to my dear friends in Guelph, Ontario, John and Kathy, and a classic called Santa Mouse. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in, and also Merry Christmas to all you great lovers of Christmas music.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance a darandel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ujucharilla. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, buon Natale.
Who's the little friend on Santa's shoulder?
Santa's mouse.
Yeah, who do we look for when it's colder?
Santa's mouse.
He's the one who once was just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's the little fellow with the biggest heart, with all the whiskers. Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa Mouse? Once there was a tiny mouse who lived all alone in a great big house with playmates who were all imaginary. Until one night St. Nicholas appeared, gave him a suit and hooked on a beard, and took him on a trip so light and airy. Who's a little friend on Santa's shoulder?
Santa Claus.
Yes. Who do we look for when it's colder?
Santa Claus.
He's the one who once was just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's the little fellow with the biggest heart, with all the whiskers. Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa
Jingle Bell Rock. Hello, folks. This is Rob Helms, son of Bobby Helms. You are listening to my good friend, Johnny, on the way back, Country Christmas. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless.
That's the Jingle Bell. That's the Jingle Bell. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree, and especially Christmas Jamboree at this blessed time of year. Now, as we celebrate Christmas in the Valley up here in Cornwall on Wednesday coming up, the 11th of December, with Wayne Rostad, I'd like to put on a song by Wayne for our dear friends, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky up there in Eganville, Ontario. By Mr. Christmas of the Ottawa Valley will be a classic titled Silver Bells. Then we'll send out a song to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Armprior, Ontario, and also Vic's Classic Country on CJHR Valley Heritage out of Renfrew. For them today will be our dear friend Ted Daigle, a CKBY and also CJET Radio back in the 60s, and a classic titled The Gift. Then we'll wrap up with a very meaningful song that to me speaks more about today's era than it might have even back in the 1950s when it was first recorded by Hank Rivers, also known as Henri Le Riviere. And by Hank, it'll be a song going out to his son, Tim, who recently did an interview with me. And it's going to be an all-time classic titled The Christmas Dream. With that, I'd like to wish everybody up there in the Valley a very Merry Christmas, and especially a good day to the Valley listeners.
¶¶
city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children are laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the valley. See the streetlights, even stoplights, blink up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the valley. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, 'cause soon it will be Christmas Day.
Church shone with tinsel and lights. all of the town folk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfumes in packages fit for a king. But for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one would see her go in. And crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, just open the door and let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that had healed good as new.
Just then the midnight bells rang out and a little bird started to sing, a song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for a king.
Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascading note, sweet and long. And her offering was lifted to heaven by that very first nightingale song.
Christmas Eve, and I had gone to bed with a troubled heart, for I was far from my loved ones. But as sleep overtook me, I was blessed with a beautiful dream. I dreamt that God looked down, and when he realized the fear and poverty his children were living in, he descended to earth, and he called a meeting of all the great leaders of every nation throughout the land. Now it was wonderful how he won the hearts of these giants of men, and they honored him as he led them along the pathway of life, teaching the ways of God and eternal peace. Then the invitation was given, and a wondrous sight was never before witnessed by mankind, as all men, regardless of color or creed, knelt as one in worship of the true Savior, begging forgiveness and asking the light to show them the way of righteousness. And all the nations laid aside their weapons of destruction, and the love and trust replaced the fear that no longer ruled in the hearts of man. Then the eyes of the Lord gave sight to the aimless wanderings of the children of God, and a true meaning was finally given to all mankind. Then suddenly, as it appeared, the wonderful scene faded, and as I awoke, tears filled my eyes. But a new hope and understanding filled my heart. Yes, hope for a more and better peaceful world, and a deeper love and understanding for the God who made it all possible. Each mortal must do his share, so I'm telling you the story of my dream, with the hope and understanding that it will help you as it helped me to see the peace and goodwill on earth is not impossible. And with the guidance of the Lord, all is not lost. after all.
Christmas in the Valley.
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne Rostad, and you're listening to the Way Back Country Christmas with my good friend Johnny Woodblock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
One dance of falling snow. It's Christmas in the Valley.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special first guest of two special guests onto the Way Back Country Christmas today. Our first guest today has been keeping the legacy of the Christmas classics from the past alive and well, even in today, a world of changing traditions. Through his several books that he has published and authored on the subject of Rankin Bass and the Christmas classics from years ago that they created and made into childhood memories and traditions. With that mentioned, please welcome my very good friend Rick Goldsmith to the Way Back Country Christmas today. Following this part one of a two-part interview, we will hear an all-time classic from the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special, which turns 60 this week, and a song by Burl Ives titled Silver and Gold. With that, please welcome Mr. Rick Goldsmith to our program this morning. And here he is, friends.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, Rick. Yes, it's been a couple of years now, but how's things going?
Good.
That's good.
Nice, yeah. And busy with the new book out and with Rudolph going over to NBC for its 60th anniversary.
Yes.
That's going to keep me busy as well.
For sure, for sure. So let's go back to how all this began for you. I know you were, like us, grew up with the Rudolph and Frosty specials, of course.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I my mom always made sure that the family watched the Christmas specials, in particular the Rankin Bass Christmas specials growing up. And I never thought I would ever be involved with them at all.
Okay. Yes.
I wasn't sure where they were made and how they were made or anything. So my degree is in illustration, and I went to Columbia College in Chicago. And I just wanted to get into humorous illustration. That was the field I thought I would be.
Like Mad Magazine and that.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
So I love the work of Jack Davis, and eventually I called him up on the phone and became friends with him and told him how much I liked his work and everything. And I knew he had worked for Rankin Bass through Mad Monster Party was the one I knew he did.
Okay, yes, and, yes.
And I said, whatever happened to Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass? Because I hadn't read anything about him. I never saw anything about him. And to me, they were as big as Hanna-Barbera
and Disney.
Walt Disney.
Exactly.
You know, they're in that same
ballpark
genre.
Exactly.
So yeah. And Jack said, well, give Paul Coker Jr. a call, which I wanted to talk to him anyway. I loved his art, and I knew Paul Coker did the art for Frosty.
Yes, of
which
course,
I thought, yeah, was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a call, and he gave me Arthur Rankin's phone number in Bermuda. Arthur split his time between Bermuda and New York.
Okay.
So
yes.
I called him up in Bermuda, and I said, there really should be a book. And he said, send me two chapters. And I went and put together two chapters and sent it to him, and he liked it. And that's how it all started. So I basically called him up just because I liked the work, I wasn't planning on being a historian or a biographer or anything.
Exactly.
I just kind of fell into it and been doing it ever since. And I'm glad that I did, because it's led to so many other great things that have happened over the years.
Yes.
And, you know, now I have my 7th book out on Rankin Bass Productions. So
amazing.
It's become a lifelong wonderful thing to do, you know, and keep them in the limelight too, because a lot of these big companies that buy the specials, they like Universal, they don't so much care about the legacy of the people
all
that
they care
actually
about is
worked
the money
on it.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And even in the documentary that did for the most recent Blu-rays, they just got a bunch of people that were somewhat famous talking about why they like Rudolph and Rankin Bass. They didn't really offer any historical content whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, Romeo Muller and Tony Peters and Maury Laws and all the people behind the shows are the reason that they've been on for 60 plus years now.
Exactly. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your relationship with Arthur Rankin Jr. I understand that you knew him quite well.
Yeah, well, he was a producer type person where he didn't offer that much of his time if he didn't trust you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
for sure.
He trusted me to do the book, the first book, and then when he came out and met me and understood what I was all about, then he sort of brought me in as somewhat of a family member, you know. He had 2 sons, but both of them, Todd, his son, did some work with him. He did he doubled as a stunt swimmer in the Bermuda depths, and he also did Pinocchio's original voice
in
the New Adventures of Pinocchio. But both sons weren't really all that interested in Arthur's work. And then he had Masaki Iizuka was his associate producer. And he became sort of a family member, too, in that he oversaw the production in Japan because he could communicate with all the animators and round them up as well. He knew who was talented and who he could get in Japan. And Arthur needed that, you know.
For sure.
He was hired around 1973.
Oh, okay.
But when I came along, they had pretty much thrown out a lot of things, you know, because they changed their office space 3 or 4 times, and they threw a lot of things out in dumpsters. So I was able to scrape up a lot of different things through talking to the various people that worked on the shows and going to movie memorabilia shows.
Yeah.
So I put together the book in such a way that it impressed both Arthur and Jules, and then from there on I was sort of like a family member.
Like a son,
know?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a great friendship that we had. And another thing about Arthur and I is he was a trained artist.
Yeah.
He was the art director at ABC, and he only hired the best artists out there. You know, Jack Davis, Al Hirschfeld,
Paul,
Bob Stark, and Paul Coker Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So he liked that I was an artist, and then also I was a follow-through guy. And Arthur was both of those things. You know, if he said he was going to do something,
he did it. Exactly.
And that's exactly how I am. I always get things done, and and make sure that they're the best that they could be. So that's really what he appreciated about me, that I was similar in those two regards.
For sure, for sure. Now, I also understand that Rudolph, of course, turned 60 this year. What inspired the creation of this great Christmas special?
Well, after doing The New Adventures of Pinocchio and The Tales of the Wizard of Oz, which were basically short syndicated series that local television hosts could show.
Mm-hmm.
Pinocchio, 5 episodes, made up a full story, so they could show an episode a day and finish the story out on Friday.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Arthur paid for this out of his own money through bank loans and through he borrowed from a friend to get it done. And after doing that, he realized that the profit wasn't all that great from that kind of an arrangement. So he was looking for a sponsor, a big company that could finance everything and get it, you know, something on the network television. So General Electric filled that bill, and he also hired a friend named Larry Romer, who had a friend at NBC that could get programming on the air. So he met Johnny Marks at parties.
Yes.
Because they lived near each other in New York. And he said, you know, we really could do a Rudolph television special and make it even more famous than it is already. Before that, only a small short storybook by Robert L. May from Montgomery Ward existed.
Oh, okay.
And
yes,
the song.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, he prevailed upon Johnny Marks to get his brother-in-law involved, Robert May. And then they got Romeo Muller involved, and he created all the other characters, Hermie and Sam and the Bumble and the Misfit Toys and everything that makes it such a iconic television special. So once they got it on the air, it sort of set a template for them to do other specials down the road, like Frosty and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Yes.
And initially, they were only dealing with NBC for the first 4 or 5 years. And then something happened at NBC where maybe Arthur felt like they weren't being loyal to Rankin Bass, so he went to the other networks,
like CBS,
and shopped around their specials and got Frosty on CBS and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town on ABC.
Okay.
And now Santa Claus Is Coming to Town will be the longest running special on the same network.
Is that right?
Because it hasn't left ABC.
Yes.
But once they got the specials on other networks, then CBS said, can we get Frosty, or can we get Rudolph too?
Mm-hmm.
So General Electric paid for Rudolph, so they could move that special wherever they wanted, and brought it over to CBS, and it was on there for over 50 years.
Wow.
So it's going back to NBC, and I'm hopeful that they'll show a good print of it. They're putting it in a 75-minute time slot, but I'm wondering if they're going to have their NBC people from other shows saying why they liked Rudolph in between commercials.
Oh, I see. Yes, for sure. I see.
Yeah, that's probably the way that they'll air it, but who knows? But so, I'll check it out on December 6th.
For sure. What led to the decision to bring it back to NBC? Or do you know?
Well, that's because Universal owns NBC, and they are the distributor of the early Rankin Bass specials up to 1974.
Okay.
When it changed over to Warner Brothers.
Yes.
So that was the whole decision. CBS is going through some changes right now. They lost the Grammy Awards, and there a lot of people are being let go.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably had a lot to do with that. They didn't meet the price that Universal wanted
for them to air it.
So they thought, well, we'll bring it over to NBC and we'll bring Frosty too.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree. Silver and gold mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decoration on every Christmas tree.
Yes, friends, once again, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Rick Oldsmuth. And now we are back here on the Way Back Country Morning Show and Jamboree, as well as Way Back Country Christmas, our second of 2024. As we turn back the years to the golden age of Christmas vinyl, let's celebrate the festive sounds of Way Back Country Christmas. With that mentioned, we must first open the vinyl vault door here on the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's remember a couple of all-time classics, including one that was first recorded in 1958 and was recorded by none other than David Seville and called The Chipmunk Song. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite by Gene Autry, and which is one of my all-time favorite Christmas memories while growing up on my grandmother's farm. And it's going to be my late granny's favorite singer, next to Hank Snow, Gene Autry, and an all-time classic titled Nine Little Reindeer, which was recorded in 1959. With that, I hope y'all will enjoy these classics and that they may bring back a memory or two of your childhood as well. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listener.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Christmas, time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that loops the loop? Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the
Yes, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing it again.
Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it
again. Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yeah, it's funny. Why can't we sing it
Alvin, cut that down. Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off. Boys. Come on, come on. Boys.
A long, long time ago, as all you folks should know, old Santa started loading up his sleigh. A smile upon his face, each reindeer took his place to bring the children joy on Christmas Day. With one little, two little, three little reindeer,
four little, five little, six little reindeer,
seven little, eight, yes, eight little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
There's Dasher,
Dancer,
Prancer,
Vixen,
Comet,
Cupid,
Donder,
Blitzen.
But there's one little reindeer missing, Rudolph is his name. For a long, long time he had hitched up nine to make his Christmas ride. Now Rudolph's gone, he's so alone. Santa Claus sat down and cried with one little, two little, three little reindeer,
four little, five little, six little reindeer,
seven little, eight, yes, eight little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
We've been here, and how the time it goes. Where have you been, my little friend?
Shining up my nose.
There's one little, two little, three little reindeer,
four little, five little, six little reindeer,
seven little, eight, yes, nine little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all,
and a very merry Christmas Day.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have the end of the first hour of the Way Back Country Christmas for 2024, our second show of the Way Back Country Christmas. With that mentioned, let's look into the second hour here this morning with sending us into top of the 9 o'clock hour with a couple of classic Christmas-inspired and gospel-inspired favorites, including first will be The Man in Black, Johnny Cash, and The Little Drummer Boy. Then we'll hear from the Cherokee Cowboy, Ray Price, an all-time classic version of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. We'll send us into the very top of the hour with Burl Ives once again, and a classic titled Every Christmas is a Birthday. With that, I'd like to share that we will be back following this on the other side at 9 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glow.
Skies they
Sent to be king of us, that